We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys track and field. Underwood has had some successes this season. Let's talk with Eagles head coach Tyler Ritter. And, Coach, how do you feel about your track team as you gear up for these next couple of weeks, which will be big?
I feel good about it. We have some we're kind of what we always do every year. We got some really good hurdlers, and we got some really good 400 guys, and we kind of piece all of our stuff around that. We got some throwers that, you know, they're right there. They just need to kind of put a couple things together. And I think they got a really good shot to do some really good things at districts and possibly state.
Well, you had a couple of kids that were able to qualify for the 110 hurdles for Drake, Sam Hulson and Lucas Bowes, and they kind of posted their score a little bit late in the process, but better late than never. What was that experience like to get those two, you have two kids from the same school get into one event for the Drake Relays? That's no small achievement.
No, it's not at all. Like I said, you know, that's kind of one of our goals is just to be, you know, have really good hurdlers that we can do stuff with them, the shuttle, the highs, the lows, whatever it might be. And those two have been, you know, they've been on some state placing hurdle teams. And, you know, as seniors, and it's kind of their year to step up. And, man, they sure did, both going sub-15. Sam Holstein has just looked great, you know, really strong hurdler, great form. And then Lucas Bowes, we always joke that he was the fastest four-stepper in the state. And then one day it just kind of clicked for him to start three-stepping. And, man, once he started three-stepping, his times have just drastically gone down. And he's just done a great job and worked extremely hard this year to kind of achieve that.
So you have two guys that made it to Drake in the 110 hurdles. I imagine your shuttle hurdle relay has got to be good. What have you seen from that relay throughout the year?
Yeah, so it is. We got kind of, you know, our two veterans as seniors. And like I said, they've been on some state placing teams. And then we have a sophomore in Tayden Hall and a freshman in Quentin Holquist. And those two have made tremendous strides. It was a little, you know, just – for Tayden, just didn't get a lot of reps last year. And then for Q, obviously coming up from the middle school and, you know, the higher hurdle heights, the longer distance, you know, took him a little bit. But man, practice yesterday, those two guys looked fantastic. They're really starting to attack the hurdles a little bit more, starting to get kind of pushing themselves, get a little more uncomfortable with it and just attacking and running a lot harder. So I'm super excited for what they can do, you know, with a couple of weeks left of the track season. And those two they're just continuing to prove drastically each time. So you put that together with our two veterans, I think they can go do something special in that hurdle relay.
What other relays have stood out for you at this point in the season?
Right now, our 4x4, just something that, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on every year. You know, I've gone to state in it a lot. In the past and qualified and medaled in that and stuff. And that's just kind of our bread and butter when it comes to our running events. And then that's just something that we just kind of get everybody healthy for and just kind of everybody run their best at the right time. And, you know, hopefully that's obviously at the end of the season where we want to peak and get those guys going. Then along with that, just kind of some other stuff, you know, with those 400 runners, you know, going in the sprint med or the 4x2. And just kind of putting those pieces together and just seeing what we can run here.
Let's talk about some of the other events. Like in the sprints, Riley Seelock has fastest for you in the 100, 200, and 400. I think he's gotten pretty close to breaking 11 seconds in the 100-meter dash. What has really stood out with Riley kind of leading the way in your sprint races?
Riley's just, he's a kid that's just, you know, one of our hardest workers, if not our hardest worker. Just in all aspects of everything he does. He's just got a little small injury right now. So he's been out a couple weeks. We're hoping to get him back here in time for conference and districts and everything. But yeah, he's definitely led the way in our sprints and he's just done a fantastic job for us.
Well, hopefully that he'll be able to come back. And when he does come back, hopefully 100% healthy. What about in the longer distance, the 800 and 1 and 2 mile? What has really stood out there for you?
Yeah, we have all underclassmen in those events. Landon Leaders is kind of our leader there in the 2 mile. You know, he just continues to improve and get better. Chase Ewell in the mile as well. They had big TRs at Glenwood on Tuesday night in the mile. So that's good to see. And then just kind of, yeah, their 4x800s. Again, we have a bunch of freshmen that we're trying to kind of piece together and throw in there, trying to get those guys to kind of mentally understand the race and, you know, the mental toughness that it takes to run an 800 and with that. And I think they're just showing a lot of improvement there. So I'm excited to see what those guys can do throughout the rest of the season as well.
How about the field events? What do you like there? Who has stood out for you in the field?
Yeah, our throwers, Riker there in the shot. Again, somebody he threw over 50 kind of early on. And he just kind of got to get everything pieced back together for that. He's leading our district in shot right now. And it's just something that we got to, just those small little details, to get figured out. And I think he can go do something special in the shot. And then David Foote and Nolan Baker, same thing kind of in the discus. Nolan Baker had a huge PR on Tuesday as well, in the discus. And then same thing with David, kind of in the similar boat to Riker. He's capable of throwing really far. He just got to get all the little detailed pieces and stuff figured out. And I think he can really go throw a really nice throw in discus.
So you have a meet tonight with Van Meter. The WIC championships are next week. We're going to be there with coverage on KSOM following that meet, both boys and girls throughout the night in trainer. Another meet or so before that, and after that you go to state qualifying. What's the goal with this team? What's going to be the message to the team to try and get ready for May 15th?
It's the same message you kind of have all year. Just go out and compete. You know, no matter what the weather conditions are, who we're running against or whatever, just run our best times. Just go compete with the competition and just be mentally strong with it.
Are there any major decisions that you have to make for some runners for four events, relays, that type of thing? Is anything looming that stands out large?
Yeah, I mean, there's always those details of, you know, where's this kid's third event or fourth event going to be, or, you know, always, but the goal is always, you know, first off, you know, what can we put a kid in to go place at state? And then after that, you know, what can we get a kid to state in or other kids to state in relays or whatever it may be. So that process is the same always year. So yeah, we're always going to have those, decisions to make towards the end, and that'll always play itself out, kind of as we get into our last couple of meets here.
And then what kind of competition are you expecting at the WIC on at trainer? It seems like there's no clear favorite maybe coming in there.
Yeah. So we've won the WIC the past 3 years in a row, and I think I'm really excited about this year. I think this is the most balanced the WIC has been in a while. You know, we got some really good teams, some really good runners, and I think it's going to be a lot more competitive meet throughout the top that it has been in a couple years. So I'm excited to see how that plays out.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to seeing the Eagles on the track at trainer come next Tuesday. In the meantime, good luck tonight. Hopefully the rains will stay away. You'll be able to compete, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tyler Ritter, head coach for Underwood Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.